Welcome to Holy Trinity Church of the Evangelical Church of the Augsburg Confession, the oldest Protestant church in Warsaw. Thank you for coming along. Let's start our visit with the audio guide. Please take a seat on the bench in the central part of the church and listen to a short organ prelude. We were greeted by the sounds of Johann Sebastian Bach's Toccata in D minor, performed by Roman Schlaugis. This church is the main sanctuary of the Evangelical Augsburg, or Lutheran, Holy Trinity Parish in Warsaw. The first clergyman who exercised pastoral care over the Lutherans living in Warsaw was Reverend Piotr Artomius Krzeszichleb, appointed in 1650. Due to the regulatory discrimination against non-Catholics at the time, his office could not be located in Warsaw, but in Węgrów, 70 kilometers away and already outside the borders of the Mazovia region. It was not until 1768 that Lutherans were given equal rights with Catholics, and only in 1777 did they finally receive a royal privilege to build their own church in Warsaw. Construction began on April the 24th of that year. The king, Stanisław August Poniatowski, took a personal interest in the endeavor. Its most important sponsor was the royal banker Piotr Tepper, and the chief architect Simon Gottlieb Zug from Saxony. In Poland, he is known by the Polish rendering of his name, Szymon Bogumił Zug. The church was consecrated 4 years later on December the 30th, 1781. From the 18th century, the Warsaw evangelical community was predominantly German-speaking. The church elite was bilingual, and it represented the community before the authorities. Since the Napoleonic Wars, it had become actively involved in building modern Polish science and thought. From the mid-19th century, the importance of the Polish-speaking assimilated part of the congregation increased, as is seen in the person of Reverend Leopold Martin Otto, an important pastor and thinker. From the end of the 19th century, the parish, and then the entire Lutheran Church, was headed by Reverend Dr. Juliusz Bursche. Under his leadership, the church structures were already Polonized before the outbreak of World War II, and this enabled the rebirth of the church as a fully Polish institution after the cataclysm of the war. Juliusz Bursche himself, an ethnic German who chose to become a Polish patriot, was deported by the Nazis to the Sachsenhausen concentration camp, where he died. Holy Trinity Church is considered by art historians to be one of the most valuable examples of sacral architecture of the Classicist era in Europe. Through the form of a domed temple on a circular plan, it both refers back to ancient architecture, in particular to the Roman Pantheon, and also to modern Protestant architecture, examples of which are the Old Lutheran Church in Amsterdam or the Church of Our Lady in Dresden. We encourage you to look up and appreciate the interior of the dome, which has always been the pride of our church. Measuring almost 34 meters in diameter, it was at the time one of the largest such structures in the world, and the church itself was, until the beginning of the 20th century, the tallest building in Warsaw. For this reason, the gallery at the base of the lantern illuminating the interior of the temple was often chosen as an observation point. From it, during the November uprising of 1830 and 1831 against the Tsarist oppression, General Józef Bem watched the movements of troops on the outskirts of the city. And in 1857, the pioneer of photography in Poland, Karol Bayer, took the first panoramic photograph of Warsaw. When the plans were being made for the construction of the city's water supply and sewage system, our church, or more precisely, the cross crowning it, were given an important role to play. The surveying team of engineers, led by William Herlein Lindley, chose the vertex of the cross as the root point of the triangulation network with coordinates 0.0. That is why Holy Trinity Church is said to be located in the very center of Warsaw. We encourage you to stop right under the central point of the dome, in the very heart of our city. And now, please walk towards the altar. We are in front of the altar. As in almost all Christian churches, the sacrament of the altar, also called the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, or Holy Communion, is celebrated here. It is one of two sacraments celebrated by the evangelical churches. By sacrament, we understand an action in which three features occur simultaneously and inseparably. First, the action was solemnly instituted by Jesus Christ himself, who ordered it to be performed as his testament. Second, in this action, Christ gives us a visible sign. And third, the institution of the action and the visible sign include Christ's word about God's saving grace. The sacrament of the altar is celebrated in the evangelical church and given to the faithful under both forms, bread and wine. The decoration of the chancel of the church is a message without words. All elements are purely symbolic and are not objects of worship. The central place on the altar is occupied by an open Bible to emphasize that the Holy Scripture is, for Lutherans, the superior source of finding the Word of God, which, thanks to the action of the Holy Spirit, awakens faith in us. Our parish has a copy of the Brzeska or Brest Bible, also called the Radziwiłł Bible, from 1563. It is one of the oldest translations of the Holy Bible into Polish, and the first comprehensive translation into Polish from the original languages of the Bible. The availability of the Holy Bible in national languages was one of the main postulates of the Reformation, i.e., the movement of religious and social renewal. On the altar, there is usually a copy of the Brest Bible, but on particularly solemn occasions, the original 16th century treasure is placed here. Vessels used for the celebration of the Lord's Supper are covered with a veil in liturgical colors appropriate to the season of the liturgical year: white, red, green, purple, or black. The current form of the altar comes from the 1960s. It was designed by the architect Theodor Bursche, who was also in charge of the reconstruction of the church from war damage. The crucifix was carved by the renowned Warsaw sculptor Józef Trenarowski. The 19th century painting of the resurrected Christ surrounded by two angels, painted by Paul Händler, was relocated from the Lutheran church in Toruń. Candlesticks with lighted candles on both sides of the Bible symbolize God's law and the gospel. The triple symbolism of candles reminds us of three spiritual virtues: faith, hope, and love, which God in the Holy Trinity, the One, awakens in believers through the Word and the sacraments. Please go left towards the pulpit. We are now in front of the pulpit. It was located here after the post-war reconstruction of Holy Trinity Church. Originally, the altar of the church had a form characteristic of evangelical churches in the 18th and 19th centuries. At that time, the form of kanzel altar, a pulpit altar, was created. The pulpit was placed above the altar. In the case of Holy Trinity Church, the pulpit was originally built where Paul Händler's painting of Christ hangs today. Regardless of the location, the pulpit, as a place of preaching the Word of God, emphasizes that the sermon is an integral part of the service. Please walk behind the altar now. Thank you. We are behind the altar of Holy Trinity Church. On the left side is the entrance to the sacristy, and on the right side is a painting by Wojciech Gerson, a well-known 19th century Polish painter. The painting depicts the crucified Christ. Gerson was not only an outstanding painter and teacher of such artists as Józef Hełmoński, Józef Pankiewicz, or Leon Wyczółkowski. He was also a Lutheran and an active member of this church. At the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries, Wojciech Gerson was the president of the Church College, a body elected by all members of the parish and managing its affairs. In the Lutheran Church, lay members are part of church authorities at every level: parish, diocese, and the entire national church. In the composition of the councils, synods, and the consistory, they decide jointly with the clergy on both church and religious affairs, as well as on organizational and financial matters. Let's walk towards the baptismal font, the place where baptisms are performed. This baptismal font was consecrated in 2017 on the occasion of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. On the bowl, there is a quote from the letter to the Ephesians: "One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all." The baptismal font is the place where the sacrament of baptism is celebrated. According to evangelical theology, this sacrament incorporates those who are baptized into the Church of God. The person who is baptized receives, among God's graces, the gift of being a child of God. Baptism can be performed at any age, including infancy. Here, in Holy Trinity Church, on January the 23rd, 2000, the document called the Sacrament of Baptism as a Sign of Unity, Declaration of Churches in Poland on the Threshold of the Third Millennium, was signed. By virtue of this document, a baptism performed in one of the signatory churches is jointly recognized by all signatories. These are the churches associated in the Polish Ecumenical Council and the Roman Catholic Church. Please walk down the stairs and approach the piano. We are next to the piano, and we have a good view of the organ from here. These instruments remind us that music plays a very important role, both in the evangelical liturgy and in daily life. During the service, we are accompanied by instrumental pieces and by songs. The characteristic plaques with numbers visible from here indicate song numbers from the hymnal, which are sung during a given service. The hymnals are available for service participants on the bookshelves at the entrance to the church. There are almost 1,000 songs and hymns in the evangelical hymnal. In Holy Trinity Church, one can hear music not only during the services. Our sanctuary has always been famous for its excellent acoustics, and to this day it is an important place on the concert map of Warsaw. The most famous artist who performed here was Frédéric Chopin, who in May 1825 gave a concert on an instrument called the Aeolo Melodicon before the Polish king and Russian emperor Alexander I. The French virtuoso Camille Saint-Saëns and the Polish composer of German descent August Freier also performed in our church. Originally, the organ of Holy Trinity Church was located above the altar and the pulpit. The current 30-stop instrument, the fourth in the history of our sanctuary, was built in 1998 by the Hillebrand Organ Building Company from Hanover, Germany. Please approach the glass side door and face the interior of the church. We are at the entrance to the Western Gallery. The galleries, or balconies, visible from here, provide additional places for the faithful, surrounding the interior of the church. They are a characteristic element of evangelical sacral architecture. They were already in the first sanctuary, built especially for the needs of the evangelical liturgy. In the castle chapel in Torgau in Germany, designed according to the instructions of the reformer Martin Luther. Galleries increase the capacity of the church and facilitate contact with the pastor preaching the Word of God. From this place, we can also see the stained glass windows decorating Holy Trinity Church. They were designed by Adam Stalony Dobrzański, an outstanding 20th century Polish graphic artist and painter, a student of Józef Mechhofer. Large stained glass windows in the nave and chancel depict biblical scenes, while round stained glass windows in the dome show images of the 12 apostles. In the Lutheran Church, sacred art has a didactic character, illustrating the content of faith and encouraging reflection. However, it cannot be an object of worship or religious veneration. Our church also rejects the cult of saints, although biblical figures or outstanding personalities from the history of Christianity can be remembered and respected as witnesses of faith and as role models. Please go towards the large painting to the right of the gallery entrance. We are standing in front of the painting Martin Luther at the Diet in Worms, painted by Stefan Norblin in 1930. The painting depicts one of the most important scenes in the history of the Reformation, when on April the 17th, 1521, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther, Professor of Theology at the University of Wittenberg, stands before the Emperor and the Reichstag, accused of heresy. He refuses to recant his writings, is declared a heretic, and banished. It was one of the most important stages in the separation of the evangelical church from the Western church. The central figure of the painting is Martin Luther. On the right are his supporters. Behind Luther are the knights Franz von Sickingen and Ulrich von Hutten. Luther's lawyer, Jerome Schurf, sits in an armchair, and Philip Melanchthon, a friend and closest collaborator of the Reformer, leans against the armchair. Opponents of the Reformation are depicted on the left. Emperor Charles V sits on the throne, and the nuncio, Girolamo Alejandro, is bending over him in cardinal robes. Behind the table, with the document in his hand, is the main prosecutor, Johann von Eck. In the shadow, behind the emperor, you can see Prince Frederick the Wise, Luther's protector, who will soon hide him in the Wartburg Castle, facilitating the continuation of his work and contributing to the building of the evangelical church. During the trial, Martin Luther was said to have uttered the words, "Here I stand, I can do no other, so help me God," which became a symbol of the Reformer's steadfast faith and attitude. Stefan Norblin gave the faces of his heroes the features of well-known figures of the evangelical community of pre-war Warsaw: Bishop Julius Bursche, the chief military chaplain Felix Gloe, and the Reverend August Loth. Martin Luther, not very modestly, has the painter's features. Please approach the commemorative plaques to the right side of the exit from the church. Holy Trinity Church shared the fate of most Warsaw churches during World War II. In September 1939, the building was badly damaged and burnt as a result of Luftwaffe air raids. After the war, thanks to the efforts of the parish members, as well as other Lutherans from Poland and abroad, the sanctuary was rebuilt and restored. The plaques at which we are standing commemorate the people and institutions involved in this great and complicated undertaking. Warsaw's Lutherans are a part of Polish history. Let us only mention the linguist Linde, the ethnographer Kolberg, the publishers Gebetner and Wolf, or the industrialist Wedel. However, we are also an active community that jointly creates today's Warsaw. We invite you to our services and concerts, and to follow us in the social media. Thank you for visiting our church, and hope to see you next time.